This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
Well, it's actually the Week in Fake News with somebody else this morning. Hello, Adam Connolly.
It's the Adam-made mail.
Dan couldn't make it today. He's got
COVID in a place you don't talk about. Break. You heard it here first. No, we've scoured the news and we've come up with some stories about South Australia that you will want to know anyway.
Yeah, we absolutely have. Right. And yesterday on the show we talked a lot about schoolies returning to the South Coast.
A lot of nans a little worried. A lot of nans worried. Debate continues in Victor Harbour around whether the annual Schoolies Festival should return this year, with many residents concerned that an influx of high school leavers opens the region up to COVID threats and infections. But, of course, with schoolies, we all know it's not COVID you need to worry about. It's gonorrhea.
There's good news for a couple of lotto players in the mid-north.
Yeah, great story from Port Pirie. A couple there have won $1 million in the Cross Lotto, which is great.
Yeah.
The couple say they're delighted with the win, but they don't expect the windfall will change them too much. In fact, the only way it's going to change them is they'll now be known as a couple formally from Port Pirie.
That's very good.
Get out of there. You can.
Well, I spent a lot of time in Port Pirie and there's a Kmart.
There is a Kmart, and hello to everyone at the Federal Hotel. It's a great pub. Friend runs it.
The vaccine rollout has been big news in regional South Australia.
And that's right, the Moderna vaccine. Apparently it's like the iPhone 13 of vaccines. It'll hit regional South Australia, and 12-year-olds are now able to receive their COVID vaccines. And with 12-year-olds rolling up their sleeves, authorities are concerned they won't be able to call anti-vaxxers behaving like children any longer.
Because
they won't be.
There's been heaps happening on the Eyre Peninsula as well.
No, not really. Bugger all, in fact. Have you been to the Eyre Peninsula? Nothing happens.
I have.
Yeah. Less than nothing, in fact, with a Taiwanese rocket that was meant to blast off from Whalers Way this month being beset by bad luck. If indeed bad luck means it didn't work. It just didn't work. The company says they're retiring the rocket from service.
Oh.
If that's retiring, then I retired from my temp job by downloading pirated movies on company time. The rocket was sacked, Molly. Got the sack.
Oh, this is very fun. I'm glad I brought you in.
No, thank you.
There's also been a surprise leader in the sexiest town list.
Right. Strap yourselves in, Molly, because I know you've been to this place and I'm not sure whether you've had the sexiest of times there. Let's not get too personal. But why Allah? Whyalla's been judged the fifth sexiest town in South Australia. The Wingfield Dump, the fourth sexiest town, obviously. I mean, I know they go at it like there's nothing else to do in that town, but is that sexy? You know what I mean?
Look, when you live regionally,
right,
you got to do what you got to do.
According to online mummy and daddy cuddles toy maker, lovehoney.com, Don't ask Mum. It's okay. They are the fifth sexiest town, Whyalla. Who knew three teeth and a wolf howling at the moon T-shirt was such a turn-on? Well, there you go.
I think we need you to come back. This has been very fun.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
That's Adam-made mail.